I'm Tanya Muhammad, and this is Act Two, New York.
It was such a fun time to connect with human beings. We've been doing all these Zoom things, just these virtual recordings. It was finally great to play with humans.
It was not, you know, as much as I had energy to do it, it was definitely, I had to dig deep in order to do that for myself. So that was a really exciting kind of moment.
We're going to take the work when we can get it, when there's a lot going around, you know? And hopefully this carries well into the fall for us.
The decision was either that I was going to be completely depressed and crawl into a hole or do something for the community, and luckily I chose the latter.
Old Blue Eyes had it right about New York. If you can make it here, you'll make it anywhere. That's why millions of musicians flock to the Big Apple to make their big city dreams come true. On a good week, a regularly employed musician can play a classical show on Tuesday, accompany a cabaret singer on Thursday, play the neighborhood dive on Friday, followed by a jazz brunch on Sunday. Not to mention all the fairs and private events sprinkled in between. In the before times, there were plenty of gigs to go around. Street Beat Brass Band was just one of those acts, and it was tailor-made for New York City's frenzied gigging scene. In addition to touring and booking big-name events in and outside the city, they'd also been seen on television on Good Morning America, CBS, New York One, and also covered in many local newspapers. I caught up with Jeff and Alex, two members of the band, in early summer 2021.
So I'm Jeff Fairbanks, and I am a trombonist and composer, and also these days a tubist, which is a tuba player, sousaphone player, really.
Hey, I'm Alex June. I am a trombonist in New York City.
We're here talking about Street Beat Brass Band. We're approaching 10 years now. So now I know all the guys in the band since way before that. It's kind of a New Orleans flavor brass and drums band. We stroll around and as well as playing stationary.
I joined Street Beat Brass Band later in the proceedings because Jeff was actually the trombone player.
Right.
He wanted to play the low notes. So he had to find somebody, and it was me. As a freelancer, Street Beat is one of my things. There are other things, like I play in wedding bands, other brass bands. Sorry, Jeff.
You got it, man. Go for it. don't forget that you were and Jason and a couple of guys as a band were subbing on Broadway here and then. I'm sure you guys did a lot of that.
We were scheduled to play March 12th, or it was either 12th or 13th or the 11th or something like that. And like de Blasio was like shutting things down one by one. But I was getting these emails from workers. Yeah, we're going to play today. We're still going to work. My little off-Broadway show, The Unsinkable Molly Brown, the irony of the title. And I locked my door to my apartment, taking the elevator down, and I got a message saying, nope, we're done. Like, COVID had shut us down. So the pandemic hit us mid-March, and it was pretty lull. We were in this void of nothing. Like I wasn't working. I don't know if Jeff was working. But
nope.
We have cyclical things. Like we do the Circle Line cruise from Manhattan to Bear Mountain. We do
the biggest one is a return of the Fiveborough bike tour. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah, that's another one of the cyclical ones. We'd always done that for a really long time.
Oktoberfest is usually the band's busiest time, but not so last year. In fall of 2020, they had an entire season of Circle Line cruises canceled. That includes about a dozen dates. The boats still sail to celebrate, but without Street Beat Brass Band due to strict COVID restrictions.
Yeah, just we take it for granted, all these little pop-up things that we do. And so finally, when when we had something that, that Jeff calls us for, it was just like, yes, I'll do it. Our first thing was a pop-up birthday party on right. the sidewalk. And just to do that was a breath of fresh air. It was just like, oh my God, I'm playing.
If you remember, Alex, the woman burst into tears. You remember that? Yeah. It was a big, partly because it was a birthday. It was a surprise. Her sister or brother arranged it for
the human interaction. I think that was the most beautiful takeaway from our first gig.
In the spring of 2021, a better opportunity finally arose when the band was invited to travel to one of the largest events held in the country since the pandemic began.
Actually, we just went to the Kentucky Derby. We were originally scheduled to play last year, and it wasn't in the cards. They didn't think it was safe, which was a good idea. So they pushed us to this year.
By fall 2020, beginning of 2021, we were all feeling pretty confident it's probably going to happen. I was watching the news coming out of the Super Bowl 2021, because that was, to me, it felt like a bellwether. Okay, if this is going to work, you know, the Derby will probably work.
Luckily, there was just the four of us, and we had been, you know, in close proximity on gigs that we felt comfortable stuffed in a van to drive down there. We drove down there, by the way. It was a 12-hour drive. Yeah, so we got to see what the South, how they managed it. And there was, you know, up and down. I did see signs like you must wear a mask. And I think when we got there a couple months ago, it was half or more than half.
I feel like it was around 40 or 50% the last I remembered reading about it.
Yeah. So there were still a lot of people there.
You know, of course, the energy was great. There's just high spirits. You know, if you had never been there before, you would probably think, oh, this is packed. You know, it's still, there was lots of people. So it was the joy, the happiness was all there, I'd say.
A woman shoved a $5 bill down my shirt. That was the best moment of my life.
So we've had interactions, you know, that are positive. We've had, of course, negative ones.
Who?
There was a woman who was telling us to, an elderly woman that started talking to me, and I put my mask on when she approached me. Yeah, because and I'm doing this for her. You know, I was already vaccinated. I'm wearing my mask to protect other people. She told me, take that mask off. And, you know, I kind of let it, I kept my mask on, and I just kind of like took it lightly, joked around her, but you know, it made some other guys in the band pretty upset. And there's been a spectrum of positive and negative interactions with people because of all this stuff. A lot of it positive.
It was such a fun time to connect with human beings. We've been doing all these Zoom things. Finally, great to play with humans and play for humans, which is you know, the name of the game in our business.
Back home, gigs remained very few and far between. Among the few bright spots were a series of outdoor happenings organized by a theatrical producer who was bound and determined to bring some kind of live performance back to Manhattan.
Actually, we've been involved in these pop-up concerts. What is it called, Jeff? The Times Square things?
The official name of that event is Taste of Times Square, but that's just one of the events we've done. What ties it all together is...
Holly, right?
Yeah, there's a woman named Holly Ann Devlin.
It's Holly Ann Devlin, H-O-L-L-Y hyphen A-N-N-E-D-E-V as in Victor, L-I-N. So I'm a theater producer here in Midtown, primarily in Times Square.
She's produced a whole bunch of events starting summer 2020. That's really when we started playing together, kind of limited because it was still, you know, in the middle of the pandemic.
With her production company, Kaleidoscope Entertainment, she came up with the Hell's Kitchen Happiness Crew, a New Orleans-style procession with drum lines, dancers, and performers, including our very own Street Beat Brass Band. So tell me about the Happiness Crew. How did that idea come about? Are you from New Orleans originally?
Yeah, I actually have lived between New York and New Orleans. My ex-husband worked in New Orleans. So the way that I started the Happiness Crew was I saw that everybody was very depressed. This was before they were doing like the 7 o'clock like clapping or whatever. So we would bring musicians out of people that were married and lived in the same apartment, and we would play under people's windowsills to cheer them up. And then it turned into this much larger thing where we'd go in front of businesses, and then it extended to 400 artists.
Yeah, I'm with Kaleidoscope. I work as a stage manager with Holly Ann. I met Holly Ann. Actually, we were doing a show together right before the pandemic hit. I was stage managing one of Holly's shows that is with Kaleidoscope. It's called Happy Hour Prohibition, and that's how I met Holly Ann, and that's how I got roped into doing all this awesome stuff throughout the city.
That's Brant Sennett, who's often on site with the Hell's Kitchen Happiness Crew at their events.
I think it was at a point where, you know, COVID was still really rampant. But, you know, as artists, we were all kind of struggling because we knew that Broadway wasn't going to come back for at least another 6 months at that point. So Holly was like, you know, I'm going to bring people together. I'm going to create music and I'm going to, you know, make people happy.
It was kind of the thing to let New York or the world know that we're still here.
Exactly.
And we're not going away. COVID isn't going to beat us. That sort of, you know, pep rally, hurrah.
And that's really what it stemmed from, was giving artists work and creating this, you know, sense of entertainment, bring art and culture back into the city because the city was dead. And that's what the city needed, was this injection of the arts again.
And we were all in the same boat, like, yeah, we're careful, but we want to get out and play. We're all craving musicians and like performers and the audience are both craving each other.
She did a wonderful thing. I think she did it out of her own pocket. Is that right?
At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that was wild was that I paid for that with all of my own money. And then eventually I started raising money and worked with the Times Square Alliance. And then we started picking up a little bit. But for the first 6 months, I paid for it all by myself.
Why are you doing so much? Like, what pushed you? Like, so many people just got depressed and sat in their pajamas and drank wine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I definitely, you know, for 16 months, I have never stopped. I also have been married. I've been in relationships for 14 years. So this was the first time ever to get divorced and then be in a pandemic that I was alone. So I was alone, and the decision was either that I was going to be completely depressed and crawl into a hole or do something for the community, and luckily I chose the latter.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, it was a lot for sure. Yeah. It was not, you know, as much as I had energy to do it, it was definitely, I had to dig deep in order to do that for myself. So that was a really exciting kind of moment.
It feels great. Like we did June 5th, we did the, you know, the return of the Happiness Crew, and we did something in West Village, and it was great. It was packed. Basically no masks because almost everybody is vaccinated, or, you know, we're on the honor system, but you have to assume. And it was good weather, and it was just a great turnout, and it felt like it felt like old times again. It was great.
It's just amazing. Like, we're in the 21st century, and I don't know about Jeff, but just my career is one step away from being eliminated by a touch of a button of a DJ pressing a button to play music. That's all he's got to do. And meanwhile, I have to practice like 5 hours a day to get this working. And people love it. People are craving live music. It still startles me that, you know, that there's radio and CDs and MP3s and whatever, and they're still wanting live people playing good music. So that's, I think that the interest is there for a good summer for us to be playing, to be working.
I got to follow the Hell's Kitchen Happiness Crew as they paraded around the West Village in early June.
All right, we're going to do St. James Infirmary as a medium tempo, like second line. So we'll just follow what you're doing.
Hey, this is Mardi Gras in New York City. It's awesome.
It feels like New Orleans these days, doesn't it?
I was just telling Eva, one of these days she can go down there and she's going to hear all that kind of music and the best food. Good people.
Have you guys been going out at all?
Not too much. It still hasn't gotten as good as we wish it would have.
But hey, if there's music in the streets, you don't need to go.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome seeing all the reactions when you guys are walking around.
Yeah. People have always been reacting positively, and it's been, this is like one of the most fun types of gigs we can do. This is kind of, well, it's very loose. I mean, we're being careful and all that, but it's a great atmosphere. It's really fun to play on these. So last summer we were sticking around later and, you know, doing what they call busking, where you're going playing around all the outdoor tables, and not as much this summer right now.
Well, that's because you have gigs.
It's amazing. It's like New York City's back. It's kind of awesome.
Bigger and better or different?
No, it's the same. Amazing.
I used to tell people that it's, well, this is a little bit like shrimp season in New Orleans. That's the feeling I'm getting right now. All of a sudden, everything's opening up. As I was just saying, this particular band has two more gigs today, but not the same personnel. Because everyone's working so much, I've got to rotate around. I don't know how many people I have today. Probably working with about 8 different musicians, I think.
As I followed the crew through the crowds, passerbys were cheering and dancing. Swarms of people lined up at their favorite brunch spot like the old days. The sound of live music was spilling out into the streets and business was booming. New York seemed not only alive, but bigger and better than ever. Unfortunately, all the hope from this summer is being clouded with more uncertainty this fall. But I really hope that optimism can carry us through the rest of the year.
We're grateful that with what Holly and Devlin has put together, she's put these programs together that basically provide an anchor to bring us out here. We're going to take the work when we can get it, when there's a lot going around, you know? And hopefully this carries well into the fall for us.
To New York, a production of Race Car Radio. My name is Tanya Muhammad, and I produce the show along with Garrett Tiedemann, who also does the post-production, original music, and sound design. Production manager, Gabriella Montekin. Our executive producer is David Hoffman, who also composed our theme music. For more information, check out Street Beat Brass Band on their website at www.streetbeatbrass.com and follow them on Instagram at streetbeatbrass. Don't forget to check out Kaleidoscope Entertainment at kaleidoscopeent, one word, to hear about all the other events they organize. I'll have more information on some of the performers featured in this interview in our show notes. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at @ACT2NY and Instagram at @ACT2NY, spelled out. If you like our show, please subscribe on any of your favorite podcast apps and leave us a rating and review. It really does help. Race Car Radio is a division of Citizen Race Car. We tell stories.